Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So with which political party are you registered? Like, would it be Republican, or Democrat, or Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Republican? All right, thank you. So as you may know, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, you're not registered to vote?
We'll vote.
All right. Definitely. All right. Thank you. So how do you plan on voting? Do you think you're going to vote at the polling place on election day?
Yes.
Vote by... All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
Pardon me? I didn't hear you.
Would you mind sharing your age?
87.
87. All right. Thank you. So when is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
A bachelor's degree. All right, thank you. So I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be, that you may know of or be aware of. And I would like if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or unfavorable opinion. And the first person is Linda Bartz.
I don't know them. I haven't done my research yet.
All right, no worries. What about Richard Del Toro?
I vote for him.
All right. So would you say that you have a very favorable opinion about him?
Yes, very favorable.
All right. What about Keith Pearson?
No, not at all.
All right. So very unfavorable?
Yeah, a very poor opinion of him.
All right. What about Ken Mascara?
I don't know him.
All right, no worries. And what about Kathy Townsend?
I don't know them... Like I said, I haven't done my research yet.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say the name Keith Pearson?
Wait a minute, say it again.
What is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can mention me about Keith Pearson?
Oh, Keith, he's, from what I've read, a little research, he's involved with some kind of a fraud deal. So I don't want any parts of
them. All right. He's part of some sort of fraud deal. All right. Thing. Thank you. So what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Well, I've met him at several government events, and he's on the ball, knows what he's doing, and he actually has shown the ability to provide security for some events I've been to.
All right, to provide security. All right, thank you. So, and if the Republican primary elections for County Commission District 3 were held today amongst Erin Ann Lowry and Linda Bartz, for who would you vote for?
Again, I don't, I'm not, if they have to be a Republican, I will never, ever vote again for a Democrat.
All right, thank you. So would you say that you just don't know who they are, so you wouldn't vote for them?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Say it again, please.
Would you say you wouldn't really vote for them because you don't really know them, so you're undecided?
Yeah, I'm not going to vote until I do my research.
All right, thank you. So if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, between Audra Macon and Kathy Townsend, for who would you vote for?
Again, I haven't done the research, so I can't answer any of these questions.
All right, no worries. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, between Keith Pearson, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, and Richard Del Toro, for who would you vote for?
Richard Del Toro.
All right, would that be a definitely then?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I just do what I heard about him and read about him, so I don't approve of anything he's done.
All right. Would that be like a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I don't know. I don't know him enough.
All right, no worries. So from the following list, what it is that have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you, like, seen television ads, received things in the mail, received text messages, received a visit to your home?
I've seen things in the mail, but I've met him, I know him, I spent some time talking to him.
All right, thank you. So, from what you have read, seen, or heard about him, does this make you more likely to support him or less likely? Or does it make no difference?
I will support Del Toro.
All right, so that'd be much more likely then?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely, I will back him.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen any television ads, received things in the mail, received text messages?
I've gotten some mail, literature in the mail, and I throw it right away because I've looked into him a little bit, and he's involved with some shady deals, and he refuses to answer. So
All right.
Refusing to answer now, he'll just be like a Democrat. Probably is a Democrat. I have no clue or care.
All right. Thank you. All right. So would you say this makes you much less likely to support him?
I will not support.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Very. All right. Thank you. What is your main racial background?
My racial?
Yes, background.
I'm white.
White? All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.